Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the Energy Massage Champion, bringing you how to do the energy massage to have the most joy, the most energy, and the most magnificence out of it. This is Dr. Ariel Barley, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Energy. Now, that'd be an interesting university to have, wouldn't it? Yeah. University of Energy. Now, every one of us is made up of energy. We are made up of atoms, quarks, all sorts of tiny, tiny, tiny forms that are in an atom. But basically, the atom is small enough for our benefit. Now, we have billions and billions, we have 5 trillion stem cells, or cells in our brain, 5 trillion. So now imagine how many atoms would go up to make 5 trillion stem cells in our brain, or cells in our brain alone. So 5 trillion cells. Now, are these cells just cells, or are they complexities of cells? Are they cells that have organisms about them, like many cells, or one cell being two cell, three cell? But a cell is a cell. If we're saying cell, we're saying a cell. Now, in an atom, how many cells does it have? Essentially, just one. So we could, in fact, think about the atom and the cells in a similar type of vein. Now, what are these cells that make up the body? These cells are nothing. They're out of the nothingness, and they are pure energy. And pure energy can cease to be pure energy and can become pure energy. I think that's a fascinating thing, that energy can vacillate between active and inactive. It can vacillate between being and non-being. That's where being and non-being really come from. It's energy expressing, or energy in quiescence. Now, this energy is quite exciting. It's quite exciting. When we look at the sun, and we look at the earth, and we look at this solar system, we see energy expressing itself as those patterns of things. Sun, star, moon, people, whatever. Now, when people go to sleep at night, the energy level quiets down, because the energy is not so dynamic and not so vital. And when people wake up in the morning, hubbubble, the world is alive with activity. And you say, my goodness, I thought it was always pretty much alive. But you walk down a dark street at night when you are coming home late after work or after a show or something, and you're going down this dark street, and the street is dark because they're not in need of street lights or houses. People got their lights off. And you feel very non-energy. You don't feel any movement of energy in your body. You just feel nothingness. And you get home, you turn on the light, and all of a sudden you sparkle up a little bit, you know, and you want to go to bed. And so you turn off the light, and then you go to sleep. And you go into dreams, you go into relaxation, and your body goes into a sleep mode. You can turn your computer onto a standby or a sleep mode, or several other techniques, and keep the computer active, ready to go. Now, this is what our bodies do. Our bodies are on standby while we're sleeping, and we are not aware of them. Our consciousness is doing all sorts of things. Our autonomic nervous system takes care of our body and functions it while we are sleeping. But so what we'd like to do is get the greatest benefit significantly and purposefully from our body for our purpose. Now, our body has 5 trillion atoms in the brain alone, not counting the eyes, ears, nose, and all that other good stuff that's up there. And it's something like 30 to 50 billion cells in the entire body. Or is it trillion? 50 trillion cells in the entire body. There's 5 trillion in the brain alone. Okay? Now all these cells are just there doing their job, not particularly excited. Well, now Sylvia is sitting on the bus, and she's reading a book. And it's a book of poetry on people, the great lovers of the world. And as she's reading this, her mind is alert to happiness and to love and to, you know, great things. And then a young man walks by who is her same age, and he glances at her, and she glances at him at the same moment, and their eyes sort of flash together for a moment, and then he goes on his way. But meanwhile, something has happened to Sylvia. Sylvia has turned on her battery. She's not only in the book, but she is, in fact, in the book, it was interesting, and her mind was thrilled, but now she looked at this person, and her body is thrilled. Ooh, gee, what a fine-looking person, you know. What a wonderful person he must be, you know. And then one thing leads to another, and she has an opportunity to sit next to him, because he gets up to let an old lady sit down, and as he gets up to let the old lady sit down, somebody else gets up next to Sylvia, and so then he has a place to sit down right there. So there he is, sitting right on Sylvia's lap, and bringing his beautiful vibrations into her world. And Sylvia says, "Grr." And she doesn't know why she's saying "grr," but there's something inside of her that is getting excited. Well, now, every night when we go to bed, we could take our energy cells of our body and we could stimulate them, excite them, to do a tremendous benefit for us. We could take all of our cells of our body and run our hands over them and stimulate those cells to come alive and take responsibility for our healthy body, for our healthy mind, for our healthy world, for our healthy everything, and including our 10,000 brand new stem cells born in our brain every day. We could take charge. So, now, I suggest that when you take charge, you take your hand and you run it over your skin, just sort of touching the hairs, but not really touching your body. You're not giving your a rub massage. It's just an energy massage. The energy in your fingers, and the energy in your fingers is absolutely fantastic. If you could see a Carillion photography of your hand and the energy in your hand, you'd be amazed. It is absolutely outstanding. I've had mine done several times, and it's quite interesting. And also, not only the energy of your fingers, but of your whole hand, of your whole beingness, because this is like an outstretched part of you. So you go over your body, go over your arms and legs and body, chest and buttocks and legs or whatever, and you go over it just gently, and you say nothing, and it just feels good. Then you start saying, "I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me," as you go over every inch, every centimeter of your body, as you go over every portion of your body, no matter what, you're saying, "I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me." And as you do that, you're trembling every inch of your body to come alive. You're making every inch of your body respond to your "I like me," to your positive attitude. And as you do that, then your entire body begins to tingle. Your entire body begins to feel good. And also these 10,000 brand new stem cells in your brain say, "Hey, I like that. I'm going to go out and do that too." So then, and this is not a joke, then these 10,000 stem cells from your brain come oozing down your body. Remember now, 10,000 stem cells are like 10,000 atoms. They're not strings, they're not butterflies, they're not anything, they're just essences, they're just energy quotients that are undifferentiated, and that's what they are. They're undifferentiated, they have not been given a purpose. And so you are starting to give them a purpose by giving yourself this energy massage and say, can we do that too? Can we do that too? Hey, we want to do that too. And so they join that. And so now here you got these 10,000 energy cells coming in and going over your entire body, and your own fingers are going over your body. And everything feels just wonderful, and you feel, ooh, you feel just great. You don't feel sexual. You don't feel sensual. You just feel great. You feel like you're a dynamic activity that is just bursting forth into expression. And when you say, I like me, I'm divine order and peace, I like me, I'm divine order and peace, you put the whole picture in a perfect balance. Now, do this 10,000 times a day, and you will live eternally. Do this once a day, and you'll live eternally. Don't do it at all, and you'll live eternally. But wouldn't it be fun to live eternally knowing that you're living in a beautiful body eternally? Wouldn't it be wonderful to know that your body is feeling this sensitivity of all the energy coming alive and jumping into action, jumping into expression all about you and over your head and just over your face and over all of you, and just feel so fantastic? You're stimulating the activity of your physical body to respond to your mental attitude, to respond to the universal reality which you are. Now, you have all seen fireworks, and you light a match under the fireworks, and your rocket goes up, chooing, and then it shoots out stars everywhere, you know. Or it'll make a big bang, or it'll just fizz, or it'll be a sparkler that will burn on a stick for a while. Interesting. Interesting how fireworks work. And the fireworks go out when there's nothing there to generate more fire. And so it is with you. You are like a burned out match when you do not give yourself the energy massage mentally, physically, emotionally, however you do it. When you don't give yourself that I like me attitude, you are like a burned out match, and you're useless. You're ready for the trash. So, be an ever-glowing, ever-knowing, ever-living, everlasting light. Be an everlasting match, if you will, an everlasting experience of it's re-illuminating your body and your being. But the energy massage is such a marvelous device, and anyone can do it. You can be in on death's row, you know. You can be a terminal patient in the hospital. And I have done this with some people. I have to be very careful. I have done this with some people. I've gone over their arms and their face and so forth with my energy massage for them. And I told them, I said, you are just tingling with energy. You are just tingling alive. You are... And they just, what, you know, they have a new lease on life. It's as though they weren't dying. Of course, then the minute I leave, then, and they don't keep it up, then they don't have that empowerment within them. But have you ever done that to anybody? I think so, you have. You certainly do it with your pet. You do it with your cats, your dogs. You do it with your children. You do it with your wives and husbands and lovers. Yes?
You do it with a dough for making a pizza or cakes.
Yes, that's right. You do it when you're cooking, when you're making the dough. You push the dough and you love the dough and you throw the dough around in a circle for pizza. Yeah, that's good thoughts. You see, this is great. I was thinking, I didn't know whether I should ask Ingeborg or not, but I've cut holes in all of my little towels. In the corner of the towel, and I need to sew a little loop around it so that the hole doesn't go further. And I was thinking of asking her to sew the loop, and then I thought, well, I should really do that myself. I shouldn't ask someone else to do what I would enjoy doing. But I'm sure that she's going to say that she would enjoy doing it more than I would enjoy doing it. But you see, when you get going, all sorts of beautiful things come up, right, Heinz?
Right.
Wasn't that easier than the punch? I just took the scissors and clipped off a little corner and folded up the towel like this here, and clip, and then I had a little hole right there, and now I can hang it on my hooks and stuff like that. Real nice. Very nice. But absolutely unnecessary, but fun. Absolutely unnecessary, but fun. And that's what life is all about. And when you do the energy massage for yourself, you are having a glorious experience, and every organ, action, and function of your body is responding to that with health and perfection. And when you do it for another, you are stimulating within them, like Sylvia was stimulated by the young man sitting near her, she didn't know why, It had been at least 10 minutes before she had had her other tryst, and so she almost forgotten about it. But, so it goes. Try the energy massage. Try it this way, or any way you can think of, and you'll be surprised that once where you had illnesses, now there are only perfection. Once where you had problems, there are now only solutions. And once where you had unhappiness, there's now only bliss. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.